Hello, everyone. Hope you're going super well. In today's episode, I am going to be talking about control. Understanding what you can control, letting go of the stuff you can't control, and continuing and being happy. Let's dive into it. Okay, guys. So this episode, I really want to dig into this concept of control. You know, it's something when I talk to dyslexics, you know, there's this mixed bag. Now, naturally, I think all of us really like control. It makes us feel safe and secure. Have you ever felt like you feel out of control and you just feel completely unsafe and secure? And then the next minute, you're doing things that are completely out of your control, random, risky. And so we kind of go back and forth, and it's probably what creates the chaos. We're kind of in this game of going from chaos to control and back and forth all the time. And this really came up for me, I think, yesterday, whoops, maybe the night of the night before. And the reason for that is New Zealand has just gone back into lockdown. We've had some community transmission of COVID, and our Prime Minister has stood up and wants to squash it out quickly, which is completely understandable. It's a decision she's made. And good for her, you know. We'll be complaining whatever she does as a country. So, you know, I'll back her on her decision making. But nonetheless, what I wanted to talk about is kind of what I'm seeing in the world, you know, and seeing around New Zealand especially, is it's amazing how people react to this. You get such a variety of reactions. There's a lot of complaining, a lot of coping mechanisms, a lot of people wanting to shout and just, you know, it's always someone else's fault. This is the reason everything's going wrong for them. You know, they get angry and frustrated, and you see all this emotional reaction, and you can understand it. Don't get me wrong, it's very understandable. But I think the challenge comes a lot in trying to chase what you can't control, and to try and make everything external of self. And this is a lesson not just in these crazy times, but forever. And especially when you've got dyslexia, we can see things in our minds so clearly. We can see the outcome when we put our minds to it. But we can't. It feels like we get stuck in trying to get there. And the reason can be is we try and control things so, so tightly that we usually hold ourselves back because we don't always have all of the skills or what's required to actually achieve it. And two, we can't control what other people are going to do. You can't control things like the country going into lockdown. You can't control it. It's not something you have an influence in. And majority of people wouldn't want to have an influence in it. You know, and I think it's a really, really important thing to remember. Because it's where a lot of the anxiety comes from, trying to control how we get somewhere so tightly that we don't let other people in and we just beat ourselves up when we don't get there and it gets frustrating. And so, you know, what I've been talking to people a lot recently is how to start taking back some of that control. You know, making your own decisions and being okay when you don't have external control. And, you know, if you can get to a point in your life, and I've noticed it myself, in the old days, I used to be the first to blame and to judge and to be picky. You know, 4 or 5, 6, 7 years ago, I was so judgmental. I was so tightly strung and controlled in some places in my life. I just couldn't, I couldn't move forward. You know, something happened and I couldn't wait to blame someone else for why something wasn't working for me. When you get to it, you know, you get to a point where you realize that you can only control yourself. You can get disappointed in things you may have done by accident, but then you move past it pretty quickly. You start to actually create a really happy life. And, you know, I was talking to someone the other day and they said, you know, what do people really want in life? And I gave a bunch of different things like, you know, fitness, health, money, da-da-da. You know, all the physical stuff that we can picture in our heads, which is natural. And he turned around and said to me, what people really want is happiness and confidence. Those are the two things. They can be made up of a bunch of other stuff, but at the root of all wants and needs, you will find confidence and happiness. You know, that is even below the root. That is the intrinsic need we all have. And I was like, yeah, that's true, isn't it? You know, if you want to get more money, it's because you believe it's going to make you happier. If you in a social and internal place, you're looking for confidence. You're looking to really own your life and trust yourself and be happy with yourself. And I believe you can't do that when we live in this place of control. And the visualization I've had is that you've kind of got to see yourself standing. Imagine yourself standing up and things just flowing around you. You know, nothing is good or bad. It's just flowing around you. You know, when this news broke that we were going to be locked down again, I saw everyone have all this fear appear, all these challenges, all this worry and stuff. And I was very, very calm to a point where it would annoy a lot of people. you know, when you watch someone and they're too calm, you're like, how are you so calm? But it's kind of what I've been, you know, I've been working on this for years. It's not a quick fix thing, but it's getting used to that fact that I don't see anything as good or bad. I just see it as what it is. And, you know, alluding to the podcast I did the other day about the stories you tell yourself, what I realize as well is those stories that I've changed, that I'm capturing and changing, you know, from my road rage story where I used to get angry and think that everyone was a dickhead, I think is the technical term, and they were all out to get me, and changing that story to imagine they're taking a pregnant woman to hospital or they've got to do something of grave importance to save the world from a nuclear attack. You know, whatever you want to do there, you know, changing those stories. You know, I watch myself now when I drive. I don't get any form of road rage ever. You know, it just doesn't happen because the story I tell myself, and I've told myself now for so often, you know, it's kind of allowed me to release that anger and me wanting to control the situation and blame. Because blame is really trying to pass control to someone else and then blame them for not, and judge them for not being in control. Do you know, does that make any sense? Probably doesn't, but I thought I'd share it anyway. You know, and I think, you know, what I've kind of realized is as I wake up this morning, what can I control in my environment? You know, I can tidy my bedroom when I wake up. I can make my bed. I can have a cup of coffee and watch the Champions League football. You know, I can control those choices. I can also control giving myself some space to think and dream. And, you know, one of the things I did this morning is I watched the football. I watched the game. It was a good game. And while the game was on, it's not always fast enough. You know, football is, you know, many things and I enjoy it, but it's not always the fastest. It's not like basketball where you have two teams scoring over 100 points. You have, if you're lucky, two or three goals in the game. So football is a fantastic tool for me to allow my conscious brain to be kind of visually active in reality. So I'm not closing my eyes like meditation. I've got something that I'm watching, but then I can direct my creative brain to think of where I'm going and to imagine where I want to be and just see what comes up. And I think this is the thing, and something we can control is actually allowing the powers we have of being so creative to flow. Now, from that session, like I looked at it, you know, I started to dream about where I want my business to be. You know, what can I affect? And so I set up a couple of meetings I needed to set up to help move forward. And those appeared in my head and I said, that'll be very valuable. I realized actually I could talk to someone about a sale that would be valuable for my business. And we're in conversations about closing that. And that was all done while I was watching football. You know, I just let these things appear in my head, the visuals. And then if I had the emotional energy and it was moving me towards my end vision, you know, I took little actions. They weren't massive actions, but they could create massive results in my life. The same with the work I'm doing on my coaching course. I had a little visualization about, you know, not holding myself so tight to a structure and letting myself flow with it. So it gave me the direction on what I wanted to create in it today. What I, you know, I can add a module that I don't have to fix to any specific place at this point. It can move around, but I can create it so it's workable, that it can be moved around. Does that make sense? You know, that part may not make a lot of sense because it's in my head and my vision, but you know, to me, that's a massive little step, and it's something I can control, and I can let myself dream and move towards something in my life without getting stuck in the world. Like, I'm sure you would have heard to, a lot of the time, don't watch the news, don't get transfixed on what's happening. I oddly watch overseas news because it really doesn't affect me, and I see it more as a TV show. I don't watch local news pretty much ever, you know, unless it's something very, very vital, you know, because you can't control it. You cannot control that stuff. And that's where so much anxiety comes from. When you start to go, actually, how can I look after me? How can I get back to building my confidence and creating happiness for myself in every small moment? And sometimes that could bring up a picture of what I'm grateful for. It could bring up a little movie in my head of something that makes me confident. You know, when I said I'm going to do something and I've followed through. Or when I've done something that other people find challenging, that I've done so easily with how my brain works. All these things, we've got this amazing long-term memory in our heads. And as you start to learn to access it and give yourself space to access it, and that, I think, comes from stepping away a bit from external control, you start to find a lot of space and a lot of happiness. And oddly, it slows you down, which is what is the most beautiful part of our lives, is as you can slow down with things, life gets really awesome. And, you know, we talk about chaos. You know, I think, you know, the more I think about it, I actually think chaos is a good place for us. But at the same time, I think having those moments of slowing down, maybe you call it calm, maybe you call it a bunch of other words, doesn't really matter what you call it. It's that feeling where it's slow, you know, you're in control of your own life. You're in control of the way you appear. Like, you control outward rather than inward. So instead of letting all this other stuff externally affect you, you just be yourself. You know, I put up a post a little while back on Rightsiders around, you know, belonging. And, you know, it's kind of like dancing on your own and being happy with dancing, you know, for yourself, not for anyone else. You know, and that's kind of what it's like. It's like you're dancing for yourself. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Doesn't matter if anyone's watching or no one's watching. You're dancing for yourself. And I think that point of life is a beautiful place to get to. And it's a good visual is that concept of dancing, you know, with no one watching. You get to that point in different parts of your life. You don't always have to be dancing. Don't worry, that's not a prerequisite. But it's like, I felt like this morning I was dancing for myself. And that was beautiful. This is what I wanted to share today, guys. I hope that's motivated you and kind of given you a perspective. What I'd recommend to play with is considering how this affects you. When have you been dancing alone and just felt right in your space? It could be really helpful just to consider it. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back next week. Okay, here's a little bonus ending to the episode. You know, you think of your long-term memory as a beautiful thing. We're kind of like elephants. We remember everything. We just can't always access it at the exact moment we need. And what's happened to me is I've just accessed a really good metaphor that someone told me years ago. And it's the concept of control, and how I want you to imagine someone's putting $50 notes into your hand, and you know, you're in that place of control, and you're worried, you want to hold it tightly. So you close your fist and you've got maybe five $50 notes and you're like, yes, I've got control. It's mine. I'm in complete control. And that person keeps putting $50 in your hand, but now your fist is closed. So they fall to the ground and you lose them. Like, I always remember being given that example and how it affected me to make me go, okay, yeah, if you hold things too tightly in control, you can never, you know, you're actually missing out on the opportunities that will be around you. So releasing control and allowing a little bit more space and removing some of that fear, you know, is a beautiful thing. And you can, most people are one of two ways. We're a fist clencher or we've got open palm. And I believe having your palm open in that situation, you know, is a place to move towards. And it's a beautiful visualization of being open to what's possible and that idea of abundance. And yeah, I thought that was a real visual example. May make no sense, but hey, I thought I'd throw it in there for you guys.